typical transport.
Food stamps and New Yorkers, what do they have in common? All are significant, or both are significant, because they show just how bad it's gotten out there. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We like to call it the best water cooler buzz around. From the right coast to the left coast to all the flyover states that I love so much and those nooks and crannies. You can be a part of the show because that's what we're talking about, the conversation. Please remember, if I can pound one thing into anybody's head, and I would say I'm jumping on my soapbox, the thing that's always been the biggest to me is power to the people, baby. Remember, it's all about those words in the Declaration of Independence, and it is we the people, right? We are the government. And if you don't like what you see, then go out and vote. Vote anyway. You should always participate, I think, in the elections. If more people voted, then things would be a little bit different, particularly on the local level and at the state level. You could argue differently about president, maybe, because of the Electoral College and predetermined things, let's say. But I don't believe so when it comes to electing members of Congress. So go out and vote on November 2nd. You can keep this number handy if you want to chime in and throw out your 2 cents. 800-259, or throw it in. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. So, New York and food stamps. Here's the scoop. I read this today. Food stamps, the people that are getting food stamps, are at a record, I mean a record number. What a pace. It's like a turnstile. 41.8 million in July. Because the jobless rate is at a 27-year high. We're almost at 10%. In fact, more than 10% really in most places. So it's jumped significantly, 18% from a year earlier. Whew. That's a big number. Unemployment in September reached 9.7%. We all know that, right? Unemployment was 9.6% in July. These levels we haven't seen since the early 80s. So you got an average of about almost 44 million people. That's more than an eighth of the population who get food stamps each month in the year that started October 1st because they can't make it otherwise. So food stamps on the rise. Sad times. And how you can tell, besides the food stamps, like I was saying, is what's going on in New York. I won't pound all these figures out there and bore you to death, but let's just say there's a 3.1% dent in the personal incomes of New York State residents. That's pretty big. This is their first full year decline in 70 years. Talk about an economic indicator. That's pretty big. If you totaled everything up with the paycheck, net earnings, all that stuff, and the dividends and interest and rent and whatever, you'd get $908 billion. So New Yorkers' personal incomes fell almost twice as much as they did in the nation as a whole. That's pretty big, you have to say. How many people live in New York if you wanted to look at New York proper? You're talking about the entire state has over 19 million people, and they've got a really high unemployment rate, 8.9%. So again, more economic indicators. Just thought you'd like to know in Iowa and Illinois and Florida and Connecticut and in Texas, you're not alone. Everybody is feeling it. Big time. We keep hearing that things are turning around. I can never tell because one second I'll hear Ben Bernanke say one thing and then the Federal Reserve Chairman, then I'll hear him say another thing. It just depends on where he's testifying and what the conversation is about. But it's still tough. And foreclosures, the other shoe really hasn't dropped in the foreclosure avenue because of what's happened, how some of them have been sloughed through, and people that suddenly could take advantage of something that the Obama administration created to save some, supposedly save some houses from going under. Now those same people will probably go under because they're going to have to pay more money, and they don't have the money to pay for the mortgage that now will jump up, the inflated number, or the balloon figure. I'm just going to call it the balloon figure. How's that? Coming up during this hour of America tonight, because so many of you participate when I say, yo, send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. The mailbag is full. It's overflowing. I feel like Santa. You know when all those letters come to Santa? It's like that. It's like a Santa's mailbag. So big. And a lot of it has to do with the economy and some other things, some other oddball things that we've talked about. A big hit with many of you, something that struck a chord, was talking about the 911 calls and how ridiculous it was in Broward County that people were calling up to complain about not getting the fries that they ordered at McDonald's and all kinds of crazy things that have no place on a 911 call. So because of that, you only have X amount of lines when people try to call through, and real emergencies took longer to respond to, well, at least longer to get through. So let's say somebody can't breathe, they're in the middle of a heart attack, you're frantically calling 911, or someone's invading your house and you're calling 911, but the lines are tied up because people are calling up to talk about fast food. A lot of you responded to that. You had your own stories, in fact, two people, and we'll get to that when we hit the mailbag. We're going to do that in our next segment. Also this hour, we'll talk about what's shaking in and around the Capitol. Not a lot, because everything's away from Washington for the most part, not with the judicial branch. The Supreme Court is seeing action, and not at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the executive branch, but the legislative branch. They're busy trying to either stay in their jobs, or they're busy trying to figure out what they're going to do next if the handwriting is on the wall. Though they won't cop to that. What happens on November 2nd is an intriguing question that no one really can answer. The polls tell us a little bit. We know there's some tight races. I think the one that everybody's really going to be watching, judging by the numbers we're seeing, is probably Nevada, and whether or not Harry Reid, the longtime senator, has been there 28 years, whether or not he stays as the senator of Nevada, or he's out there trying to promote the next fight in Vegas or something, because maybe he gets the boot. Sharon Engel is a little bit ahead of him in the most recent numbers that have been released, which I think is probably pretty shocking to the Reid people who are trying to get him reelected. So we'll talk more about politically some of the nonsense that's happening, even if it is away from the nation's capital, and also some odds and ends. And boy, are there always a lot of odds and ends. Ooh. Stay with us. On the flip side, we're checking your mail.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Check out AmericaTonight.net. Number one, that's how you can email the show. But also we have the blunder of the day if you click on features. And the blog, Notes from a Scorecard, talking about all kinds of stuff. Something that we're going to let you hear a little bit of sound from a little bit later. The president speaking to a group of powerful women and the seal of the president's seal falling off the podium that he was talking on, leaning against, and it was kind of a weird moment, but I have to say, he just picked it up and motored on, but I'm sure there are a few jokes in there. If you go to the blog, you'll see what I mean. Check it out. It looks weird. There's just nothing there on the podium where normally you would see the seal. All right, I said that we were going to check the mail. We're going to do that in just a second, but coming up, we're also, in odds and ends, we're going to talk about Oliver Stone, the famous director, just flat out trashing Sarah Palin. He said, Palin is a moron. So we're going to let you hear what he had to say and what he was talking about and why he was referencing Sarah Palin. But before we get to that segment and before we get to the mailbag, this is a big story that's brewing. We know this, that even some Democrats are not happy with what's being dubbed Obamacare, because that was what the president wanted to see happen, the health insurance reform. And I think everybody, and I could be wrong about this, but pretty much everybody wanted some kind of reform, realizing it's just ridiculous the things that are happening. The pre-existing conditions, that's a good thing. Who's going to deny that? But there were so many other little tentacles of what's going to happen to your health insurance, by the way, that were stuck or jammed into this souffle of 2,000 pages of stuff. And my best description, I'm sorry. it's the best I could come up with. And the souffle is falling rapidly. So now Republicans are saying they're developing a plan to defund it. They're saying they can keep their promises to stop health care reform, even if they can't repeal it, simply by blocking the legislation that you would need to pay for it. So control of one of the houses of Congress would give the Republicans, and we know the numbers, the power to stop the law while they would propose some other cost-saving alternatives. That's the key. Because if you're gonna try to cut that off at the knees, then you've got to have people that are playing on both sides a little bit. So what is the alternative to it? What do you mean when you say, okay, there's a different way we can do this. There's a way we can save some money on this sucker and not annihilate everybody. Because there's massive confusion still as to what this so-called health insurance reform is that people don't get. There's a lot to it that wouldn't make sense to you if you really paid attention to the bottom line. And we know small businesses are going to get smacked in the head. There's no question about it. I mean, just completely smacked. You could even look at just the $600 vendor thing and the 1099s there. That'll be a nightmare in itself. And what will the cost be at the end of it, too? And then the whole idea of the insurance and how you're getting the insurance and how it's being meted out by like Aetna or United Healthcare or some of the others. Trust me, you're gonna see some of that cost be passed on to you from everything that I understand. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. We're gonna push the mailbag aside just for Don. Hey, Don.
Well, thank you, Kate. Congratulations to your boy. That was absolutely amazing today. I was still, you know, he's actually from Colorado, but anyways, not one of those mountain people up here, but Roy Halladay's up and out. I was thinking about you when he was doing it, but oh, I bet Kate's watching this, or she's all excited.
I was very excited. I was very, very excited.
Well, you know what, Kate, I'm glad I've been able to meet you and talk to you, because, you know, I would have just, years ago, I just classified Philly as a town of losers, you know, and you're a winner, so, you know, and then the Phillies have won the World Series, so I can't really call them that anymore, you know, I mean, at least since my Athletics left there 50-something years ago, but congratulations to the Phillies, and especially to him. I mean, that's, you know, I didn't think we'd ever see something like that again. I mean, you're, you know, teams that make the playoffs typically are teams that know how to hit, you know, so.
No kidding, and you go back to the 50s, only one other game, Larson's game, in a low-scoring, well, 2-0, against the Brooklyn Dodgers. I was talking about that, which you and I weren't alive, certainly, to see, but you can go back and look at old footage of it, and people in New York talk about it all the time. The old-timers talk about it a lot.
Yeah, you know, and especially after he threw a perfect game earlier this year.
I know, just, crazy.
Just on a roll, you're talking about the best money the Phillies ever spent. So.
No kidding.
So, but anyway, though, you know, I would have expected it to be Tampa Bay if anybody got no hit. They were up in no hit twice this year, but ended up with the best record in the majors. So go figure, you know. But,
I know.
But anyway, though, and we know, you know, you guys have got to root for the Phillies because ain't nothing helping with those little wimpy birds. So.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. A little slam.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just can't, you know. I think, you know, if they ever got to a Super Bowl again, I'd actually, just like they did last time, I'd root just so they could finally win one. I mean, it's embarrassing for our division. Come on, Eagles.
Please,
you know,
give me a break. Spoken like a true Cowboy fan.
Hey, anyway, I heard something today, and this will relate maybe a little bit to your comments you just made about healthcare. They said that 9 out of 10 African Americans will vote for Obama again.
Yes.
And I'm shaking my head going, you know, this guy could sit there in the Oval Office, have a national broadcast, tell everybody that, hey, I'm a member of the Nation of Islam. I worship Louis Farrakhan and the words he says. I believe in kill Jews and hate whiteies. And 9 out of 10 Africans would still vote for him, okay? You know? I mean, this is just, I mean, if you haven't watched what this guy has been doing, you know, unless that's what they believe in, and then you kind of start to compare it back to the days of slavery.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sitting there telling people, we want the rich white people and the people that make all the money to pay for everything. You know, that's what you're doing when you're saying the upper class has got to pay for everything. You know, they got to pay the tax bill. They got to pay for everything. You're living off of their wealth, you know. And isn't that kind of what was going on back then? I mean, you know, back there, you had the plantation, the owner owned the land, Uncle Tom owned the land, he owned the house, he owned the fields, you know, he owned the slaves, you know, they were living there, and, you know, unfortunately they should, you know, never been brought to the States and turned into that, you know, but the point is that I've always wondered, when are they going to break, you know, and it's not just African Americans, there's a lot of other people, you know, white people even that, you know, when are you going to break this chain of wanting to live off of somebody else?
I was going to say that. Thank goodness you threw that in there, because I don't think it's just black folks. I think, you know, you could go across the spectrum on it. And the problem is, and you know this, Don, that the sad thing is there are some people who do need it. There are some people who need the leg up, who can't do it. Something happened, something tragic happened in the family or whatever. But how much, you're right, how many other people sit back and they're just taking the money, counting the money, taking the money, and that's all they're ever going to do, live off the fat of the land, and then it kills everybody else. You're right.
Isn't that what we did to the American Native Indians? We put
yes.
them on a reservation and gave them a check every month and said, here, we're sorry what we did to you. Here's a check. You know, don't, you know, goodbye. You know,
right.
just don't come out and bother the rest of us. You know, and what did they do? They just turn to massive alcoholism or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, and you're talking about this health care plan. 6 out of 7 Americans had health insurance, Kate. And now we're going to sit there and say, well, we're going to possibly bankrupt this country funding this thing.
Mm.
You know, when we don't have money to do it. I mean, if we weren't in debt, Kate, if there was no $13 billion in debt, you know, I could see doing something like this to take care of the few that don't. Health insurance,
sure.
You know, but we're talking that this could possibly bankrupt this country and destroy everything, you know, and why? Because 1 out of 7 people wanted it for free instead of paying like the other people are doing, you know, I don't know, Kate, it's just a wild,
it's frustrating.
Wild world.
It's frustrating. It's like you just said, it's a wild, wild world. It's frustrating, and there is a lot of things that people don't understand. That's why we were talking about it in our last show with Dennis Wolfe, a health insurance expert, about what you really don't realize what you're getting. All right, so we pushed up the mailbag, and we're going to go to the mailbag in our next segment, and then after that we'll do some odds and ends. So stay through.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than $1 per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Feeling right now. That's why you need to get out and vote. Like I said, November 2nd. You want to whine, that's all good. But if you're going to whine, instead of me offering you cheese with that whine, make sure that you go out and use that right to touch the screen and pick who's representing you. And then if you want to kvetch about them down the road and you didn't get what you thought you got a lemon instead, that's okay. But at least you tried to do something different. Too many people don't do that, and then you just give over the power, let's say. And that's how you create the political monster that we have in Washington, D.C., which, of course, all of them have been let loose for now since it's about getting reelected and scattering in lots of different directions to try to make that happen. Some, it's a layup, and incumbents usually win. It's over 90%. But some incumbents are going to have a hard time, I think, this time around. It's interesting, the challengers that have come out of the woodwork and won some of these primaries when they had no political background whatsoever. So without further ado, that certainly was on the minds of some of you. We're going to check our email. And in go...
DeMail is here!
Ooh!
Oh, there he is, that Homer. He's always right there with me. I love The Simpsons. I've been how long have The Simpsons been on? Forever. I think I was 5 when The Simpsons started. It feels like it. I remember watching them, watching The Simpsons in California. When I lived in California, actually, that's when they started. And it caught fire pretty quickly. That's why it's hung around so long. Homer's one of my favorite characters. All right, so Homer didn't send me any emails, but some of you did. This one is from Braden. Braden says, Kate, I'm frustrated beyond all get out. I've been listening to America Tonight. I'll call in one time when I get up enough nerve. But this is even the first time that I've written to you. But I'm wondering where we're going in this country. It just seems as though there is no in between. There is no gray area. And there's not enough, as you call it, conversation. I agree with that. I think there needs to be more, and it needs to start at the local level. How many people listening to your show do you think even get involved with what's happening in their own suburbs, towns, and cities? Do they know any of the city council folks? Do they pay attention to what's going on with their taxes and their rates? They're in their own little world. And if they're not doing that, how can you expect them to be politically active as far as the national scene is concerned? All right, good point. It is important to get involved in your own neighborhood and certainly state level, because you're voting for people across the board, different things, whether it's judges or whether it's a mayor or governor or, you know, whoever. I mean, all these people, the one common thread they have is they're representing you. That's the idea. Remember, we go back to what we constantly say. You look at the Declaration of Independence, and why was that written? What did that mean? It wasn't about having a dictator, because that's how America was founded. So no dictator means you have a democracy. A democracy means that people are more civically active. The more people that are civically active, the better results the rest of us and all of us will have in the end. The more people that pay attention, that ask questions. When they don't see something they like, they tell other people. And, you know, the quickest way to light a fire under anyone from Washington, because he's talking about locally too, but the quickest way to do that is to have enough people send a petition or jam a phone line, people calling up the congressperson or senator's office to complain about whatever they're not voting on or how they're voting or what you don't like about some proposed legislation. It definitely works. If you take the last 3 years and you go back and look at legislation that was proposed that got shot down, things that were tweaked or changed, there's definitely a lot of it. It's just that there are things that don't get enough examination, go through, and then all of a sudden everybody's horrified. So it is important to pay attention. And locally is absolutely the way to start, because then you'll be it's the same scenario. You'll be the one that has no clue when you take out your trash on Monday that, oh, yeah, the city was losing money, so they only have one trash day now, and I didn't realize that. Or something else that's happening, raising a bond issue that's being voted on, and what's it for and what's the funding. And if you're sleepwalking and you're not paying any attention, then you won't know, and all of a sudden you'll be paying higher fees for things and you have no idea why that happened or what it's going towards. So he makes a great and valid point. Here's one from Mike Santatura. Hello, America. Tonight, I have to say that I am so fed up and scared to death about the taxes and what's going to happen to our taxes. How can people afford to live in this thing called the middle class anymore, Kate? There is no middle class. We're slowly but surely becoming the haves and the have-nots. And it's all great if you're a have or you have lots of friends that are haves that can pull you into the life raft. But if you're just that everyday, hard-working kind of guy, what many would call the blue-collar, you are screwed, let's face it. Do you think we will see the middle class completely disappear in the next decade? I hope not. I hope that doesn't happen because that would mean that our country is definitely changed. I've said this before. For all the greedy, nasty, bottom-feeding type business people, there are others that produce and that do create jobs, and capitalism has worked in this country for a very long time. Of course, like I said, there are people that take advantage, but there are people that also do the right thing. You need the middle class. You need to have a middle class. Many of us fall into the middle class because the haves and the have-nots, there are big extremes there. So if the middle class disappears, then what do we turn into? That's the question. What does our nation become? And we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. We really do. You know, there's wonderful places to see and travel to and wonderful people out there to meet. And I've been fortunate to have been able to do some of that. You know that we've taken the show on the road before. But when it's all said and done, I like being an American. I love being an American. And I know what came before me and what had to happen for this country to thrive and survive for as long as it has. And the more the fabric is torn away and the more it keeps happening, we'll see some of that disappear. That's why we talk about privacy issues and some of those that get stuck in your throat. And the gun issue, Second Amendment. Because if you start to erode away rights, then maybe even if we don't all agree on all the rights that we have, but the more you take things away, if you keep taking back, then, boy, you won't recognize this country, and the middle class will slowly but surely slip away. All right, we've got another one here from Bob Manchin, and let's see. Bob says, Kate, I love it when you say you're lightening the load. I'm glad you try to put some of the funny in and tell us the oddball stories because it is so depressing to constantly hear about how rotten the economy is and how many jobs have been lost and how tragic it is that we're going through the things that we're going through now in this country. And if only something could be different. I agree we want the nuts and bolts, but I like it when you do the lighter fare. And good for you. I think you do it a lot on America Tonight, but I'd like to hear a lot more of it. Yeah, that's interesting because sometimes I'll get slammed for that. That why am I not just pounding, laying the hammer down constantly every second of the show? And we have 4 hours. We're lucky. We have 4 hours to play with. And I think that would be get very old, the same thing over and over again. The idea is to provoke thought and to have people have conversations and hopefully to let you hear something you had no idea about and makes you grin or it makes you furious. Kind of a mixture of everything. That's the idea. Because life is a grab bag, after all, and just one way, one path to me doesn't work. And all of us have some form of ADD, I think, including myself. So it's much more interesting to talk about a whole lot of things that make sense or make you smile or make you think. That's probably it in a nutshell. Hang through. We got some odds and ends waiting for you on the other side.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus.
Coming up, as promised, a little odds and ends. But first, Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Kate, I would like to thank you for that Cowboys book. I gave it to the deacon of my church, and he was more than ecstatic. And I loved your little comment that you made there to me as well. Thank you so very much. And now, to keep things light, I would like to do something for you and all the beautiful ladies out there that have inspired the following work of May. May I?
Mm-hmm.
This will be short. How does one describe the woman one loves when there's beauty so great and lush? For it would take a Leonardo da Vinci to proclaim her with paint and brush. Her eyes would shine like the stars at night and sparkle like diamonds by day. And a warm glowed gaze would melt your heart if she happened to glance your way. For a man trapped in loneliness, like a prisoner in a cell, her voice would be the key that would set him free like the soft, lilting melody of a far-rung bell. If she gave you a smile, you would store it away in memory, then bring it back when you were alone to behold, like some secret treasure more precious than silver or gold. As yet I shall not name this woman, for she is not yet mine to have and hold. But I pray some day I'll have the courage to say what my heart has never told. But words are but wind passed over the lips. Once spoken, they're forever gone. So for this unknown beloved, these words I have written, that they might live on and ever on. I dedicate that to you and all the ladies out there.
Oh, that's terrific. Whose poem is that? I don't recognize it.
I wrote it.
You did?
I wrote it.
Oh, that's incredible.
I'm a poet.
Oh, damn, that's just an incredible job.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's great.
Well, so I'll let you go.
All right, thanks, Dan. Do we have some applause for Dan? That's amazing that he wrote that. I was racking my brain trying to, the people in Minneapolis and so that I was racking my brain trying to figure out who that was. Wow. That's nice. Hopefully Izzy was listening and Valerie was listening and a few of the rest of the, Debbie, maybe she's driving home and she caught, Dan's act. That was pretty good. All right, move on to odds and ends. Excuse me. And topping odds and ends, Oliver Stone, two completely opposites. You know how I always say, if you're left of left or right of right and you want to join this show, this is a prime example of it. These two couldn't be more different. In fact, I can't imagine the two of them having a conversation. But let's start with Oliver Stone, who was on one of the cable shows today. It must have been something on CNN that I was flipping around. And he talked about Sarah Palin saying how it's ridiculous how Sarah, not even ridiculous, he said how Sarah Palin flat out is a moron. Listen.
I think it's a bad idea because I think you're already empowering her. She's a moron, in my opinion, and she doesn't say anything, and she's very colorful. But you give her more and more power, like Father Coughlin in the 1930s, or, you know, she's an Andy Griffith character out of Facing
well,
the Crowd. No, not
stage.
Really. The know-nothingism in American history is all over the place. You find candidates coming, ignorant people, run for office, and they win. The Ku Klux Klan was marching. 100,000 Ku Klux Klan marched to the streets of Washington, D.C. in 1923 to astounding success.
Now, he does make some interesting points, the Ku Klux Klan. He was right about that and talking about people that get involved in politics and who ultimately is voted in. But the Sarah Palin is a moron comment, I think, got under the skin of many people who love Sarah Palin. But that's the thing. He's right about that. Sarah Palin, in a much different way than Hillary Clinton, is a polarizing person. So there is no in-between. There is no gray area. There is no neutrality. It's either one or the other. But what's interesting is Palin just keeps on ticking. And she might take a licking here and there, like the commercial says about the watch, but nothing is stopping this lady. I saw something today that talked about Sarah Palin commanding a political ability unrivaled since President Ronald Reagan. This is according to an expert who thinks that the dream political team, the dream Republican presidential candidate for 2012 would be a combination of Palin and Newt Gingrich. That the guy that I was watching, it was on Newsmax TV, that's where I saw it, and the guy's name is Angelo Codavilla, and he said that, listen, you haven't seen the likes of her since Reagan, which I just told you, and he's a guy who's been on the staff of the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, and he's a professor in international relations at Boston University. That's kind of his background, just to give you an idea. And politics has been his bag for a long time. And he says pretty much now Americans are divided into the ruling class and the country class, which means what I was talking about earlier, thanks to the email I got, the haves and the have-nots. And Palin, he says, belongs to the country class. And he says that, you know, the regular citizens feel increasingly divided from those who govern them. And the American people realized at the time of the bailout that there was no division among party elites over measures that three-quarters of the American people opposed. And he made some great points. One of the things he said was that the government has been disenfranchising citizens since the 30s because the government has slipped out of the hands of the American people, and it's largely in the hands of administrative agencies, which is very, very true. So the idea that there is need for Americans to take back their government is makes complete sense if you're following what's going on. And I say this all the time. I'm not a big fan of big government anyway. I definitely go along the route of Tom Jefferson. Do you have to help people? Absolutely. Do you turn your back on fellow citizens? No. But to what extent and what's happening with the states versus the federal government, completely, I think you have to slash the size of the government. You have to gut the government in some senses. So not many people, whether, I mean, I say even Democrats or independents, not many Democrats, not many independents, not many Republicans really feel happy, really feel like things are going well. In fact, only 25% of Republican voters feel that their leaders are serving them well, which would include some Republicans. All right, here's what Mitch McConnell had to say about watch out for the taxes.
Good morning. This is Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Over the past 19 months, we've witnessed something truly remarkable in Washington. We've seen a governing party basically tune out the American people who elected them and aggressively advance an agenda that most Americans vehemently opposed. In fact, the more Americans spoke out against government takeovers, government-run health care, wasteful spending, and debt, the more Democratic lawmakers seem to dig in. This is a pretty risky approach in a nation where the government, to quote the Declaration of Independence, derives its powers from the consent of the governed. It's also the main reason most people expect Republicans to do pretty well in the upcoming November elections. But Republicans aren't under any illusions. We know voters are primarily interested in stopping the government freight train and sending a message to both parties this November. They want all of us to know that we work for them, not the other way around. And they want us to do something about jobs. Because chronic unemployment is not a second-tier issue. It's a national crisis. At the moment, nearly 15 million Americans are currently looking for work and can't find it. Another 11 million are working below their skill level. Yet virtually every single piece of major legislation Democrat leaders in Washington have proposed over the past 19 months has made it either harder for businesses to hire new workers or retain the workers they already have.
All right, fed up. You can tell Mitch McConnell in his little prepared statement trying to strike a chord in Americans who are frustrated.